All right, we're here at NAB 2010, and I'm here with Ben Wagner from Microsoft. And we're going to see something pretty interesting here. Tell us about this.
This is Silverlight Enhanced Movies, SLIM for want of a good acronym. And the idea is we are taking everything that worked well with the optical disc experience of DVDs and Blu-ray and bringing that to downloadable or streaming media. So inside Silverlight, we're able to do a real experience like a movie. We're able to do here...
So this is like a full DVD experience. This has the extras. You can go
scenes,
through scenes.
Got chapters.
Now tell us about what we're looking at here. Is this running off the hard drive?
In this case, this is running off a hard drive, but this could be a streaming app. It could be live video. It could be 3D.
The idea is, though, that I could download this entire DVD to my desktop. I could have it on my computer, and I could view it this way.
Absolutely.
Or I could stream it this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've launched two titles with Tesco in the UK in December, The Hangover, which is seeing a new updated version of here, and Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. And yeah, anyone who bought a copy of those DVDs from Tesco got a free download of this experience, the local hard drive,
and this is powered with Silverlight?
All Silverlight. This is the new Silverlight 4 version of it. And this is a reference player we're doing.
It looks a lot like Media Center.
This is a very familiar interface. It's all very skinnable, all very flexible. We're going to make this available to our partners to build our implementations based on it. So we got all the DVD, Blu-ray kind of features you want to expect. You're able to do scene selections, you know, with graphical.
And the scenes, it's kind of a nice little pick list there.
Yeah, exactly.
A little different from what you normally see on a DVD.
You can even drag and drop if you want to.
Nice.
You know, good stuff like that. And we got our extras. You know, you want to do a commentary with cast. You have synchronized video. Start there. So you get the video playback of the cast talking about the movie and at the same time with audio there.
Very cool.
And we also have documentaries. So your little featurettes. Normally downloadable video, only get just the movie, maybe some audio.
Yeah.
Got that. Audio. In this case here we have English and Italian audio. Subtitles. We could do Italian subtitles too. So
now, on my DVD at home, I do not have a launch widgets function. Mm-hmm. Tell me about widgets here.
This is part of the new awesome. You know, because we're Silverlight, we can do web services.
Yeah.
So, pizza delivery.
Very cool.
I want to order pizza. I got Facebook. You know, right now, actually, I'm logged in as me right now. This is my actual Facebook thing, so I can... here, my status is...
You can poke somebody while you watch a hangover.
I can do... I'm live on Channel 9, inside of a media player. Cool. And that's really, not the period though. I can't type, but I can post. And that's
nice.
It's right up there on my Facebook page, right there. We're all good there.
Very cool.
Subtitles.
So this is 1080p, right?
Player's 1080p. The content here, I think this is 720p in this case.
720p, okay.
We can handle anything. We're showing around the corner, actually, hardware acceleration with Silverlight. We're showing 1080p on a netbook.
Now, I've watched 1080p on a netbook, and it's not a pretty experience.
Check out our demo over there. We got it. We showed a demo of it working in Silk Smooth.
So you're using GPU?
Yeah.
And you can watch 1080p on a netbook now.
Yeah, that's a technology preview.
Very cool.
So Silverlight 4, we did a lot to accelerate stuff, so we got an even better media playback experience. And the nice thing, you can do smooth streaming here, so you know, if you're doing it live, people got different CPU power, they get the best video they can get. Even the download world, they can go, you can measure how fast the machine it is, and what you download is the best thing your machine can handle. So people got a hot machine, they get 1080p, you got a netbook, you got something that'll, you know, no point in doing something bigger than your screen size is, so you want to send the bit someone can use.
Yeah.
Either live, on demand, or for the download.
Sure. And so for content providers, this shows us what we can do on the desktop. Mm-hmm. What about portable devices?
Portable devices, we got what we got, Rob, over here? We got a demo, it's on there.
We'll catch up with that next.
We also just here, so just making sure you've got to work on a Mac here.
This is
a reference player demo. This is going to be available on hypershow.com. Our partners authored this one.
So no boot camp there. That's running native Mac.
This is straight up Mac OS running Silverlight. And same with the features. We got subtitles. We got chapters, all that kind of stuff.
So same experience you get on the PC.
Exactly. And this player here is going to be a worldwide available download. By the time this gets posted, hypershow.com/elephant's dream, I think, or something like that. Anyway, our partners at Hypershow built this for us. We'll have it.
Yeah.
So everyone can get a taste of the technology and how it works.
So GPU on the Mac?
So Silverlight 4, we're doing all the scaling and compositing is GPU accelerated.
Yeah.
So when we go full screen, you know, that's all happening using the GPU, all the layering of all the buttons, all the subtitles. So that runs really fast on a machine. So on Windows, you want to have at least DX9B, I think. So any okay. machine you got the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, anything semi-current.
Yeah, pretty much every Mac is going to be able to do it. So
Very cool.
We're going great strides with performance on there. And we got on the set-top box, we've got 20 megabit 1080p video playing back in the Broadcom set-top box using its with full Silverlight running there. So
nice. All right. Well, thanks for showing us this today.